Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah has long relied on migrant labor for its agricultural success. In 1918, for example, 60 families from Juarez, Mexico came to work in the sugar beet fields of Garland, Utah, a small town in Box Elder County built around the Utah-Idaho Sugar Company factory. Local farmers had increased their sugar beet acreage, but faced with labor shortages associated with World War I, the company brought workers from Mexico for the harvest. These workers and their families established a community on the outskirts of Garland in small houses provided by the company for $2 per month. According to a Salt Lake Tribune report of 1920, the houses looked like cross-sections of freight cars, sparsely furnished and papered with the colored advertising pages of American weeklies. The families retained many of their cultural practices and celebrated Mexican holidays with feasting and music. The county furnished a teacher for the migrants' children, and the sugar company paid the workers to build a schoolhouse, which they did by making adobe bricks from clay found near the Malad River flats. But this pleasant picture of Garland belies the fact that life for migrant workers and their families was often arduous. Many faced discrimination and endured poor living conditions. When not needed in the fields, men supplemented the family income with work on the railroad, and women hired out as domestic servants. Within the fields, the work of beet harvesting was a family affair. One man recalled working, "From the time I was about 7, you were down on your knees, hour after hour, and the sun would be beating on you, but we were hungry. Our parents would tell us we have to do it to feed the younger ones." In 1920, Utah farmers produced $28 million worth of sugar from beets, giving them third place nationally and making sugar production second only to mining in Utah. To meet the demands of Utah farmers, more and more Mexican migrant workers came to toil in the state's fields, and their labor underpinned Utah's agricultural success. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society, a program of Utah State History. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.